moving on from Haggard and Morris, who are very much serious and adult writers, and even though Haggard is selling to boys, it's hard to imagine anyone, say, younger than 14 or 15 really understanding a Haggard book, because the vocabulary is fairly sophisticated and the syntax is quite difficult. I want to move to another very strange but very influential writer, is Charles Kingsley, who wrote The Water Babies. Now, it's interesting that if you try to buy The Water Babies today, you can only buy an abridged version, and it's still quite a long book. And this is because Kingsley, who was a clergyman, would put in tons and tons of sermon lecturing in his book. And I will say it was such a relief after I'd read the original version, which has all of these sermonizing passages, to read the abridged version and see, wow, this is actually a fairly good story if he would ever stop talking about what everything means. In any event, The Water Babies begins on a very Dickensian note. There's a young, deprived chimney sweep named Tom, and he eventually gets turned into a water baby, which means he can swim underwater, he has gills, and he swims off under the ocean to the furthest west of west. This recapitulates the voyages of St. Brendan, the Irish saint who sailed furthest west of west until he found a paradise-type land. And that idea is enormously important for Tolkien, the idea of a paradise in the west part of his invented country. Now, what Kingsley showed, what's so important for Tolkien, and maybe for some other writers, certainly for C.S. Lewis, was that there could be a very, very strong religious message in fantasy literature. Now, Kingsley overdid it because of the strict sermonizing, but if you cut the actual specific doctrinal sermonizing, it's still a very, very strong Christian message in The Water Babies that you have to forgive the people that have wronged you in order to reach the paradise. And that's what Tom does, where he's a chimney sweep. His master has beaten him and almost killed him. But at the end of the book, he forgives his master, and both he and his master are then saved in some way. Also, what Kingsley was able to do was to sneak in things as well as being very explicit. So there's a character called Mother Carey who lives on this kind of bird island far off to the west. Well, that's a traditional way of saying the Virgin Mary, Mother Caritas, Mother Charity. And Kingsley kind of sneaks it in. Sure, his readers probably would have known it, but it's not as heavy-handed, and it gave Tolkien some very good ideas. Kingsley's book was also influential, I think, on T.H. White, whose Once and Future King is possibly the second most successful fantasy book after Tolkien in the 20th century. Kingsley has all these really long, bizarre lists of things that turn out to be funny if you read the entire list and see how it evolves. And that's exactly the technique that White will use later on in Once and Future King, as you'll see. And finally, the intrusive narrator of The Water Babies sets up, or maybe you can say better, the intrusive narrator of The Water Babies has cousins in The Hobbit and The Once and Future King, where the narrator telling the story becomes part of the story also, and creates interesting opportunities for contrast between what the narrator's saying and what the reader is reading and seeing later on.